current news, I'm John Scott. Dangerously cold conditions will impact over 60 million Americans between Wednesday and the weekend, spanning a large swath of the U.S. National Weather Service meteorologist Andrew Orison.
Winter storm, just because of, some of the areas that it's impacting where they don't necessarily see a lot of snow per year. In particular, like Southeast Virginia, we're looking at 6 to 10 inches of snowfall just with this storm alone. And this is not even the first winter storm they've had.
In Louisville, Nina Mosley with Wayside Christian Mission says, with two people dying from hypothermia in Kentucky, volunteers are going out to try to bring the most vulnerable in from the cold.
Your mentally ill homeless population don't really grasp that they can actually die. And a lot of times folks who stay out in camps are using drugs. And again, they're not with it. They don't realize, hey, I can really die during this. So it's important we as a community need to watch out for these folks.
There are 34 states with weather advisories, watches, or warnings across the U.S. Also at SRNnews.com, U.S. Representative Lori Chavez de Remer, President Trump's nominee to lead the Department of Labor, is appearing before the Senate Committee on Health, Education, Labor, and Pensions for her confirmation hearing. The Department of Health and Human Services will have a new commission to apply science to improve children's health.
The commission is to develop a strategy around children's health within the next 6 months. Kennedy says it will investigate issues he says were formerly taboo or insufficiently scrutinized. The event followed a weekend of mass firings of thousands of HHS employees, with more expected.
Correspondent Ben Thomas, he says the new HHS commission will be made up of cabinet members and other officials from the administration. This is SRN News. The Southern Baptist Convention goes after Planned Parenthood.
The country's largest Protestant denomination wants the government to defund the country's largest abortion business. With Roe v. Wade overturned and pro-life officials in place after the last election, the SBC is urging Christians to petition Congress to finally stop giving taxpayer dollars to Planned Parenthood. The giant business received $700 million federal bucks in 2024 to provide abortions and also promote the LGBT agenda. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Fear is changing the way Jewish people in the United States go about their daily lives. According to a new poll from the American Jewish Committee, 56% of Jews say they have abandoned certain behaviors and dropped certain activities for fear of anti-Semitism. That's up from 46% who were doing so a year ago. Anti-Semitism has spiked all over the world since Hamas launched its attack on Israel. This is SRN News. In consumer news, egg prices keep going up.
Small business owners that rely on eggs for their products are facing sticker shock as the avian flu sparks shortages and high prices for the usually reliable staple. Avian flu is forcing farmers to slaughter millions of chickens, causing U.S. egg prices to skyrocket. The average price of a dozen eggs reached $4.95 in January. From bakeries to restaurants, most owners are taking the increase in stride, just one of the many hurdles they constantly face. But if the problem persists, it could cause them to raise prices or adjust their product offerings. Keith Peters reporting.
Search and rescue crews have recovered the bodies of two backcountry skiers buried in an avalanche in Oregon. The Deschutes County Sheriff's Office announced the bodies were recovered Tuesday in the Cascade Mountains. No names have been released. More details at SRNnews.com. I'm John Scott.